economic crisis we have in South Sudan is going against what we call the best practice of economic indicators, and this is where it is becoming very challenging.
Talk to me about the best practices of economic indicators. I mean, a lot of people are blaming the US dollar and forgetting some of these indicators. Could you list some of these economic indicators?
In most countries, we have two institutions that are tasked with managing the economy of the state, and that is the Ministry of Finance dealing with the issue of fiscal policy and the central bank dealing with the issue of monetary policy. And these are the two institutions that determine how things are supposed to work and how especially the issue of the currency has to be controlled and the issue of inflation. But in the context of South Sudan, that is contrary. It is seen there are a number of people who are somewhere within the an official market that determine how the issues of the dollar is. A central bank, for example, can say $1 is, let's say, 1,000 South Sudanese pounds. But a certain person from an authorized and local market would wake up tomorrow and say it is 2,000. It is the policy of somebody who is for an official market that will be able to work, but not the policy of what the one who is regulating, the regulating authority, will be able to work. And this is where it has become now very challenging on what to do. Secondly, you know, we are consuming economy, which means we don't have production. So most of the things even which are locally consumed are imported. We put too much pressure on the hard currency so that whatever the little hard currency that is within the country is where everybody is competing, especially those who have their children in abroad, in East Africa, another part of the world. Those who want to buy some goods in other countries, they have to get some hard currency so that they will be able to take it outside and bring the good. And when you bring back the good has to be bought in local currency. Now, and for you to buy another good to restock your shop, you have to look for a dollar again. And that thing is what is really giving too much pressure.
You're talking about South Sudan being a consuming economy, but this is an oil-rich country. What is happening with the oil?
The revenue from oil has been stabilizing the economy from the CPA up to independent, but when conflict erupted in 2013, then the priority of the state might have changed. Then I think maybe there'd been more funding of oil that has been going to the funding on stabilizing the state by stopping the war. Secondly, of recent, South Sudan government had embarked on road infrastructure. And it is seen big chunk of the oil money is being put into infrastructure where you have seen the road between Bor to Juba, Malakal, which is going through Bor, and then another highway, which is maybe Juba up to Wau, up to Awil, that is the Barkazal Highway. Then we have another one that's supposed to be Juba to Eastern Equatoria to Kenya, and then another one through Western Equatoria. But only two major roads are working now.
You teach at the university and you interact with a lot of South Sudanese. What are they telling you about their daily life?
2 weeks ago, the Wounded Arrows were able to demonstrate in front of the Ministry of Finance, demanding their treatment allowance across the country. Civil servants have not been paid for a number of months. Academics have not been paid. The armed forces have not been paid. And it is seen there is no big hope of when that payment will be done. And also, the inflation is increasing. Dollar rate is increasing. And as dollar rate is increasing, it means increasing in the food stuff and all the domestic consumption. So the possibility of the buying power of the pound is reducing. Despite the increasement of salary up to 1,400%, which has created a very big relation across the country when that thing was done like a few months ago. But the issue is that two challenges are still facing the majority of the general population. One, the increase in salary, which was celebrated, the same amount of money is losing value. And number two, the same amount of money that is losing value could not be found because The salary could not be given on a monthly basis. And that thing alone is creating a hard time to the general public.